Good afternoon, morning, evening, whatever it is where you are. Hello. This is a packet I'm opening of... I thought it was opening. Is it going to open? Hang on. Maybe it'll open like that. Oh, no, maybe it won't. Maybe I'll need the scissors. But I don't really want to use scissors to open. Ah, there we go. It's a packet of... something yummy. Oops. And some of them have just fallen out. See if you can work out for a few seconds. Actually, I'll probably title the boo what they are so you'll know what they are. You don't eat that bit. But you do eat this bit. Oops. They are gorgeous. Pistachio nuts. And I love the noise when you crack them. Although it is annoying when you hardly get any nut after cracking them. Oh no, they're all getting all over the table. Oh dear. Right. Right. Put those on the table mat by this bowl that I'm putting the shells in. Oops. Okay. Perhaps I'll just call it Nut Boo. Might sound a bit more intriguing. Ooh. Right. Crunch, crunch. I just thought I'd share a bit of the nutcracking noise with you. Oh, come on, this one won't crack. Ah, there we go. I bought them in town. There's a shop there, and it used to be Julian Graves. Or at least it used to sell Julian Graves stuff. But last time I went in there, they told me that Julian Graves doesn't actually exist anymore. So they're called something else, and they did tell me what it was. Marsden's or something? I don't know. Anyway, they're called something else now. And I'm quite glad that they weren't, that they were a Julian Graves sort of reseller, because otherwise... the whole shop would have shut. If Julian Graves is gone. So, that's good. It's not good that Julian Graves is gone, but it's good that they're actually another company. And they sell nuts. And... sort of cereal bar type things and sesame seed bars and all that sort of thing. And they might sell loads of other kind of stuff that I don't even know about. They didn't have any flapjacks though the other day, which was a shame. But apparently that's why they told me about the Julian Graves thing, because they used to get them there. So... that's how I know. Well, I'd better stop eating these soon, because I don't want to eat too many in one go. But the packet was there on the table, calling my name very loudly. And the nuts were all singing a song, telling me to eat them. Yeah, this is definitely a nut boo. Nutter boo. Don't worry, I'm not going to do a boo every single time I eat nuts. But I was inspired by RJ Nett's beer tastings and things to share the nut eating with you all. Whoops. Here are all those shells. Well, I think I've had enough nuts now. But I hope you enjoyed sharing that with me. I'm recording on my iPad now, which you'll be glad to hear. I've got a we just turned into a farmer. You'll be glad to hear that I got a replacement iPad after all my woes, because it was broken. Now you get the noise of putting the shells in the bin. Oh, and that's the bin lid hitting the worktop as well. Sorry, that would probably have been really loud. So here we go, shells going in the bin. Oops, and bowl hitting the lid as well. And I think what I'll do is put the packet into the bowl so that next time I want to eat some nuts, there's a nice handy bowl for the shells already there. There we go. And I will just leave that there. Take care, everybody. And have a good day. Pause recording.